From Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house, you're listening to Radio Suzy, one on the World Wide Web, one of the oldest radio stations on the Internet. And from our house to your house, thank you for having us. And if you've never listened to this show, then you won't know. When you listen to the show, you turn the lights down low. And here she is, Doctor
Susan Block. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, praise be to the power and glory of Eros, God of love, God of lust, God of life. Radiant, phallic, planetoid, holy spirit of sex, oh Eros, give us the breath of life. O planetoid, come close to us tonight. Release the spirit of sex within us, the spirit that created us from sex, the spirit that stimulates, comforts, and inspires us through our sexuality, the spirit that makes us horny. Praise be to the power and glory of Eros. Live long. Fuck well. Touch others. Peace on earth. Pleasure for all. Amen. Amen. Happy, horny Eros Day. And it is almost Eros Day here at Dr. Suzy Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. So we're talking about Eros in our lives. The spirit of Eros, the spirit of sex, the spirit of love, the spirit of lust, the spirit of life itself, the breath of life, the inspiration, the motivation, what gets us through the darkness. In times of darkness, we must make light. In times of cold, we must make heat. In times of Thanatos, we must make Eros. In times of war, we must make love. And all Eros Day month, we must eat, drink, dance, sing, swing, fling, fuck, suck, squirt, spank, and be merry. And a very merry Eros Day to you. If you want to call me and talk to me about Eros or any other aspect of sex, love, life, or death, death being Thanatos, life being Eros, my number, if you're listening to me live on drsusanblock.com, is 1-866-289-7068. That's in North America, our toll-free number. Anywhere else in the world, it's 213-749-1330. And in Skype, you can put yourself into listening or waiting, and we will put you into talking. And waiting right now is Merdadov. Merdadov, hello.
Hello. I'd like to know how to how I can a good sex.
How you can have good sex. That is an excellent question. For anyone, everyone in the world wants to know how to have good sex. You happen to be calling from Iran tonight. Is that right? You're in Isfahan, Iran? Yes?
Yes. Do you know Isfahan?
No, I don't know that particular city in Iran, and I have never had the pleasure or the privilege of going to Iran, but I have talked to many people from Iran, and I'm happy to talk to you. So, you know, of course, you have very different customs with relation to sex, with relation to Eros, than I do here in America. But, hey, we're human. We're all human. We all need sex. We all need love. We all need pleasure. So, maybe we can help each other. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You want to make sex better. I don't know if your English is good enough to answer a couple of questions, but it's certainly better than my Persian. Are you married or single?
Single.
Okay. And how old are you, approximately?
28.
And do you have a girlfriend or no?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. And is she your fiancé?
Pardon?
Are you going to get married to her or she's just a girlfriend?
Yes, I wanna get married.
Okay. Have you had sex yet?
Before, yes.
Yes.
With another girlfriend?
With another girl. You have had sex, but not with your current girlfriend. You have not had sex with her?
No.
Okay.
With her, no.
Okay. Have you touched? Have you kissed?
Yes.
And how's that? How's kissing? Is that good?
Yes.
You enjoy it?
Yes.
Do you think she enjoys it?
Yes.
Well, that's a wonderful beginning. Have you done anything else sexual besides kissing?
No.
And are you going to wait until you get married?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to make your wedding night very special?
Yes.
Good for you. Well, that's quite a challenge. But you can do it because you want to. And if kissing is really good, then that is a good sign that the rest of sex will be really good too. Because kissing is like a microcosm, it's kind of like all of sex, just right between your lips. When your lips meet, it tells you how your bodies will meet when they finally do. When you had sex before, was it good?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And is there something that you think was missing that I can help you with? Something that you want to be sure to experience with your girlfriend when she becomes your wife?
Yes.
What is that question? What more can I help you with?
Do you think it's a good idea that we don't have sex and after we get married we have sex?
Well, I think that it's a good idea to do what you want to do. And if that's the way you want to do it, that's great. That's not what I did. I had sex before I got married. But I did get married, and I think marriage is a wonderful institution.
And is this an arranged marriage? Or
did you choose your girlfriend, or did your families choose?
I choose myself.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, and you're choosing also to wait until you get married.
Yes.
Okay. Well, is your girlfriend a virgin?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So she wants to wait. She wants to be married when she has sex for the first time.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it can put a little pressure on you on your wedding night. So just try to stay relaxed. Don't try to do everything on the wedding night. You may not want to have intercourse on the wedding night. You may just want to get into bed together and feel each other's bodies and kiss. Go slow with her. Always ask her if she's enjoying herself. Okay? Always ask her if she feels good. Even if she doesn't answer you. Even if she's shy, you'll be able to hear from her how she reacts. Listen to her body, and you'll learn how to make love to her. Okay? And let me know what happens. Good luck and congratulations. Salam.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're
nice
welcome.
You.
Nice to meet
You're
you,
quite welcome.
Dad. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to take a call on the phone line?
Well, I just want to say this because he's from Iran, okay?
Yes.
And I know in the news we've sort of been at war, but...
Sort of. Kind of a cold war.
But, you know, we're all friends, and we all live on this wonderful planet, and perhaps government...
We're all family. We're all related.
We're all family and all related. And I'm always touched when I hear people from other countries that can teach me their ways.
Yeah, and also
thinking.
Have the same essential desires. I mean, we may have a different idea about timing and when to have sex and
but
when
who,
to get married.
Who am I going
to
cuddle at
We
night?
All want someone to cuddle. We all want someone to screw.
Okay,
you know?
So
okay.
We've got a caller here from the United States.
Oh, okay.
And coming in over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello,
Hi.
Caller.
Is this Bill?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, is this Susan?
Yes, it is.
Okay. No, I just wanted to talk about, I had a, probably a couple of glasses of wine, but I just wanted to, you know, I'm 38, just turned 38, and I'm more attracted right now to older women, you know.
Oh. Well.
45 to 55.
Sounds good. For us older women.
Hmm?
I said it sounds good for us older women.
Yeah.
The younger women's loss.
But I, you know, the last experience I had was in, I'm more romantic type of gentleman. And
uh-huh.
I went to, last place I go to San Diego once a year, actually twice a year, and I just never really felt the love that I really have, and, so it was just, you know, it was kind of a very good experience.
It, to go to San Diego? Did you meet someone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, who'd you meet?
Well, I met someone that I just, I actually went there for a vacation for about 4 days, and I was downtown, you know, and it was just my appearance. Maybe I'm, you know, my parents are from the UK, and I don't know, just kind of like dressed up and everything, and I figured, you know, I'll just go downtown, and I met somebody, and it was really a good experience.
All right, good for you.
Huh?
That's great. So, and where are you calling from now? You're
I'm in Thousand Oaks, California.
Oh, okay. So you met this older woman in San Diego, and
yeah,
you
she's
had...
like 53.
Okay, so you had
she looked like she's like 20.
Well... All right, then. I guess
mean,
there's some 20-year-olds that look like they're
you know,
in their 50s.
I go to San Diego. See, I go rough about twice a year, and it's not like, You know, I'm tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3", 205 pounds.
Mm.
And I buy the best of the best. I usually shop at Mammoth Market, you know, or Saks Fifth Avenue there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's kind of like you don't have to be online. You don't have to talk. You know, it's kind of like you see somebody and you see somebody. You know, in other words, it's that type of, you know, either you got it or you don't. I mean, it's just that type of atmosphere. And I, you know, I'm probably going to be moving down to San Diego, but just because I like the weather and the atmosphere. And,
yeah, they have a great zoo.
Huh? Yeah.
Mm. We were just down in San Diego. We had a great time. We went
really?
To the zoo. We saw the bonobos. We went and stayed in La Jolla, which is where
yeah.
my brother lives.
Well, that's cool.
So, yeah, you know, that's cool.
And I didn't, you know.
So your lady friend is down there. So are you still talking to her? And
yeah, a little bit. You know, here and back and forth.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of like the best experience I've ever had, you know.
Best experience you've ever
well,
had?
Well, one of the best experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, just because, you know, the people there have got a lot more class. And they don't lie like they do. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't want to diss the people of Thousand Oaks now.
You know, and I've been to Los Angeles. And, you know, everybody, you know, it's kind of like you can't get the truth out of somebody in Los Angeles.
Of course not.
I have a really hard time doing that.
Well, yeah,
and
you know.
I really have a hard time, you know, like if I go out, you know, I'll buy a $400 or $500 shirt. And it's like there's no, you know, the class is the class. You know, and it's kind of like...
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm self-employed.
Really? You're self-employed and you
what
buy
do?
$400 or $500 shirts? What do you do?
Well, I won't go into what I do, but I mean, I just...
just in general.
General.
But, and I didn't realize, you know, the kind of the trend down there is, you know, it's not like I'm looking for a cougar, you know. I'm kind of like I'm...
Uh-huh.
You
know what a cougar is,
women,
right, Brother
you know,
Dave?
I have a lot of class about them.
I have no idea.
You know what a cougar is?
I'm way too old.
Oh, no. Brother Dave doesn't know what a cougar
I'm
is.
I'm way too old.
A cougar is an older woman
uh-huh.
who I know what a
goes
cougar
after
is, but
younger men.
Oh, yeah, I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah, those
yeah,
are cougars.
Okay. Those
the older women that go after younger
all
men.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, and the women down there really got a lot of... You know, it's kind of like, you know, instead of saying
yeah.
how big your dick is, you know, I got to...
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, darling. Well, I think that sounds great. So you're still not going to tell me what kind of work you do, just what the ballpark is.
Lady, I've got four or five companies. I've got
all right.
people working for me.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, you're so that's good. All right. Well, listen, sounds
you
like you're doing
Aeros
well.
Day.
You should come to Aeros Day.
You know, but the sad thing about when I go to Los Angeles, I don't get nothing but lies.
Well,
nothing but lies. And
all
I'm
right.
going to tell you something. People in Los Angeles... 98% of the women down there and the men, they want to fucking lie. They think that's a big fucking hard on, lying down there. But you want to go, come to San Diego where love is and romance, that's in San Diego. That fuck that LA.
Well, you know, we have some friends in San Diego.
And excuse my language.
So,
I don't mean to be rude or
no, that's
like
all right.
That.
No,
that's
you're
right.
just very overheated.
Like, you know,
I feel a little bad because I am from Los Angeles, you know. I mean, not
well,
originally.
I want to tell you something
so.
Right now. I lived here pretty much all my life, and I despise and I hate where I live in.
Oh, don't be such a hater.
But, friend, you know, in San Diego, don't send any bi-curious women up here. You can send them to San Francisco, but the younger, nicer-looking men, we rule San Diego. And I just want to know,
okay.
like everybody know on there, this fucking line.
There's some hot
we get
cougars.
All the fucking adorable pussy that we can just...
Wow.
Right down in San Diego.
I want to tell you something right now.
It helps if you're wearing a $400 shirt, though.
By curious women up here. You send them a fucking ass to San Francisco or some shit like that. We don't want their fucking asses up here.
Well, you're getting more and more crude language now. I mean,
okay.
which is okay, but, you know. You
I'm just kind of like...
pull it back a little bit.
You know, it's maybe, you know, jealousy. You know, because I go to San Francisco and I fucking took my girlfriend about 6 years ago. And it's like every fucking... girl up there was like a dog in fucking heat, and they fucking look, they look nice, and they look
right.
on top of my fucking girl like a motherfucker. And
you
I'm
just
like
to use that F word a lot. You
huh?
just like say fucking this and fucking that.
Well,
everything's
because I'm fucking.
Fucking
upset about a lot of stuff. You
know? Are.
Yeah.
Okay, calm the fuck down, would you?
Yeah.
You got a girl, you know. You got
a hot cougar.
So
you're a lucky man.
You got companies.
You're a good-looking guy.
What are you so angry about?
I'm just kind of.
Why are you so angry if you've got all this stuff going for you? You can meet a hot woman just on the street, which you're right.
You know,
everybody can do that.
I'm not the best looking man you've ever seen in your life.
Well, then, what are you so angry about?
Well, I ain't trying to waste your time, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm a pretty boy, and you know what? I don't really, I get my hands manicured once a month, have high cheekbones, prettiest hair you've ever seen.
Oh, you'll have to send me a picture.
Huh?
You got to come to Aeros
Day.
Send
a picture. Come to Aeros Day. Yeah.
Really?
January 19th.
Bring
the cougar.
Go to the website. It's Dr.
Well, I'm just speaking about that in general.
Okay, go to the website, you know, and come down and visit us.
I don't know.
I just want to get on this line.
Bill is not really capable of listening,
you know,
right now.
People in Los Angeles, I don't really trust them.
Yeah.
I have no respect.
We've already heard that, Bill. Yep.
Because it's really...
You know, it's been a pleasure
really
talking to you, but when the Jack Daniels wears off a little, call us back, and we'll talk about the $400 shirts. Okay. Yeah, call us back another time. But
no, but you know, you get on this line, you want to talk to somebody that wants to be a submissive or a dominant and wants to jack off and beat off on the
what?
Bucket. And you know, the sad thing is,
here, Bill,
you don't really accomplish anything.
Bill.
There's no love.
Bill.
There's no romance.
Bill.
There's absolutely zero.
I understand.
None whatsoever.
Bill, you need a little therapy, darling.
Call us.
Despite all your gorgeousness and your money,
I'll tell you what, I get more fucking pussy than you ever fucking had in your goddamn.
You know what?
Life,
I don't fucking believe this guy anymore.
Bill,
I'll tell you that I don't believe a word he said at this point.
All right.
Because you know, it just doesn't add up. If you got all that stuff going for you, you're just not going to be so angry.
Why is he so angry?
Because he made all that stuff up.
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
No. I mean, maybe not all, but he...
I was interested in his $400 shirt.
Well, so was I, but you noticed that he didn't want to tell us even what he did. I just own a bunch of companies. I'm not going to tell you any of it.
All right,
you know,
right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll reserve my judgment. Maybe, you know,
okay,
Bill will call back someday.
You're listening to Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web, and if you want to participate in Aeros Day, you go to drsusanblock.com. That's drsusanblock.com. There's a limited
number of
people,
reservations that can be
right
made here at the
studio members.
Easy.
The older studio members will have precedence. And
the older studio.
Well, meaning the not older in age.
The
but
ones who are already members.
Yeah, who are already members.
But we do always reserve a few spots
for newbies. For new people. Newbies. And we're going to ask a lot of questions. It's drsusanblock.com, and it's Aeros Day on January
19th. But actually, even if you can't get here and be here for Aeros Day in the flesh, you can always watch Aeros Day online. You can listen free. You can watch if you just join backstage for, what does it come out to, like 15 cents? I don't know.
16 cents.
16 cents an hour?
An hour.
If you join for $7.95 for 48 hours, right. It's even cheaper if you join for the month.
Best deal in town.
And all kinds of Aeros Days are playing when we're not doing the live radio show. Aeros Days from the past 9 years. So let's talk to some Skypers. Who's your Donnie? Hello.
Hi.
So.
Okay.
What's going on with you?
Last night was really funny, by the way.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. Did you believe him?
Not a word of it.
Not a word. I would say 9 out of 10 words I didn't believe. Maybe a word. Like that he liked older women. I think I do believe that. But none of the other stuff about how well he was doing. People just aren't that angry if they're doing that well. Anyway. So, how about you? What are you up to, Donald?
Well, this is my issue as of tonight. I just hired a new babysitter who is a friend of my ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And I walk into her house tonight, and just jokingly said, "Did you miss me?" And she said, "Well, I thought about you all night tonight." And I said, "Ooh, dirty thoughts?"
Ooh.
And she says, "Well, sorta." I said, "Well, what were you thinking?" And she says, "Well, I'm thinking that your ex-girlfriend should have never given you up."
Huh. Wow. So she's babysitting your kidlet.
Yeah.
Okay. And your ex-girlfriend is the mom of the kid? Is that it?
No, totally different ex-girlfriend.
Oh, and so are you with someone is the question. Do you have a wife?
No,
or?
I'm completely single, but she's not.
You are single.
But she's
okay.
not.
Okay, she is not. Oh, because usually, you know, when the babysitter enters the mix, the guy is the one that's hooked up. And okay, so how old is this babysitter?
She's like 23.
Oh, 23. Okay, so this is not like a teeny bopper babysitter here. All right, fair game.
No, definitely not.
Oh, no. Okay, well, this is not as perversely kinky as it started to sound like it was, which makes it good. So, the babysitter is interested in you.
Yeah, she, like I said, she's with somebody else, but she wants me to meet up with her tomorrow when her boyfriend's not home.
Oh, and now is her boyfriend, like, some kind of martial arts expert or something, or something you should be aware of?
No, he's
wary
actually
of?
Kind of a douchebag.
Okay, good. And they live together, though?
Yes.
And you want to do it over in her house? Yikes.
Yeah, pretty scary, huh? But she's really hot.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. But it can't be done anywhere but her house?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you like to live dangerously, my friend.
So you think maybe we should come back to my place, huh?
I think that, well, okay, your place. What's going on in your place? You don't have a wife or you don't have a girlfriend, right? You just have the kid.
Nope. Yep.
Well, what, where would the kid, who would be with the kid if you were going over to her place?
Yeah, I'm going to find a babysitter to replace the babysitter.
Wow. Well, I guess you could have the babysitter to replace the babysitter, still babysit your kid. You know, you don't want to be seducing the babysitter while your kid is in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a little awkward. Yeah. Or you could just, you know, spring for a hotel room.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You know, then you don't have to worry about the boyfriend walking in or your kid walking in. You get another babysitter for the kid. And practice safe sex. Practice safe sex because you don't know where her boyfriend has been.
Yeah, take her to a nice place.
Nice little hotel.
Romancer.
Yeah, not the Motel 6.
Well,
you could, but, you know.
Depends on your idea of romance.
Well, wait a minute, but, you know, if you can't if you can't afford...
That's why I said it depends on your idea of romance. Sometimes Motel 6 can be romantic.
Very romantic, so, you know.
If you're hot for each other, you know, it's more... I'm more thinking of safety concerns, you know. I mean, the boyfriend walking in is really...
Serious.
You know, people could get hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
And you don't want to do it with your kid there. That's a little weird,
yeah,
especially since the kid has just had her as a babysitter. It's like, Daddy!
What's going on?
So,
all right.
You should take her, you know, to dinner at a nice place, and then there's a nice little hotel room, you know?
Great idea.
That sounds delicious. And what does she look like? Tell us about her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's hear.
She's about 5'6", 105 pounds. Dark hair.
Wow.
Yeah, nice body.
Yeah. What's her phone number?
So it says here you're in Argentina?
No, Argentine is the name of the city I live in.
Oh, Argentine. Yeah, okay. Argentine. Where is that?
Middle of nowhere, Michigan, south of Flint.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of out in the country.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Well, let us know what happens.
Yeah.
All right, I definitely will.
Okay.
You take care.
And practice safe sex all around. That means hotel rooms, condoms, all kinds of things.
Of course.
Okay, darling.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
Oh.
Yeah, actually, I've been listening since you guys earlier. I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Enjoy.
Have some fun. Then go back to being a daddy.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
Which is hard. He's a single dad.
Yeah.
You know, he needs a little fun from the babysitter. I mean, I'm glad to hear the babysitter's 23. I was nervous that the babysitter was, you know, 16.
5'6", 100 and some pounds.
Oh, well, she's hot.
She's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Brian.
And where is he? Brian is where? From Skype?
Yes.
All righty.
Hello, Brian.
Hello?
Brian is in Cucumber.
Hello?
Cucumber. Hi, Brian.
No, hold on.
Hold on.
Sorry about that.
Okay. There you go.
I'm actually in Seattle.
All right. So,
I just had one question.
Go ahead.
When do you think it would be a good time for me to lose my virginity?
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Well, I mean, any time's a good time if it's the right time. It's hard to say a certain time. In our society these days, it seems like it's, you know, kind of later teenage is a good time.
Okay.
You know, and I would say a good time would be with someone that you feel special about. Not to just do it because you feel like everybody else is doing it, but because it's meaningful.
Okay.
Okay?
And always be safe and always be a gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Yep.
It'll get you a long way down the road. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Take care, huh?
All right.
Bye-bye.
And let us know when you do.
Yeah.
Take care. Doesn't have to be anytime soon.
No.
So, okay, well, now here we are. This is Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. The Spirit of Eros is entering our lives. The planetoid Eros is getting closer and closer to us. This is why we celebrate Eros Day at this time of year, because the planetoid Eros, a planetoid being larger than an asteroid but smaller than a planet, is closest to Earth. So we celebrate Eros Day and the spirit of the erotic. Hello, Orb. Orb?
Yeah.
Hi. Total science, never had a dream. Aren't dreams kind of part of science?
Oh, that's a, that's an artist, German bass.
I see, okay.
I just happen to like that song a lot.
Okay, it's a song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah. Remember, not too long ago, there was some people in here, and they're doing the, hold on, this may refresh your memory.
Uh-oh. What am I going to hear now?
I got him on the button.
Got him on the button. He's going to refresh my memory. I hope this isn't going to be noise pollution.
No, it's not. Just check my name.
Orb. Wait, orb?
Oh, well, it might always be the same for you.
Well, sometimes people's names do change. It says Orbitafix. Orbitafix. Oh, wait. Oh, there you are. Mike Hawk Small. There he is. Oh, Sarah had a field day with you.
Yeah. Is that who that was?
Sarah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not here tonight. But Eros Day, we're going to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah, the room kind of went crazy that night.
Well, it was a fun night. But anyway, yeah, we thought your name sounded just too small.
Have you been
to
our site? Have you been to our site?
No.
It's Mellow.
No, I haven't.
Mellodramatic.com.
M-E-L-O dramatic.com. Great site.
And she's developing
BonoboWay.com. She's our partner in BonoboWay.com. And she's a brilliant programmer. And beautiful.
She is brilliant.
And sexy.
Like PHP?
Yes.
All of it.
Cool.
Drupal, PHP, you know, Joomla.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really have any question or anything. I just wanted to...
Say hi.
See if y'all remembered that.
How could I forget that name?
By the way, that show will be up in the next week. We're a little behind in...
we still haven't put the December shows
up
online.
In the archives, so...
Okay.
But they're going up there,
so
and you can go back and listen to the...
Listen us to us making fun of your name, Mike.
Wait,
Cock Small. Mike Cock Small.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
He's cute, he's nice.
Is that the only site that y'all are talking about, or is there any more sites I can look at?
DrSusanBlock.com.
Okay.
That, of course, has... A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. There's about 8,000 pages, most of them free. And we just put up an incredible exhibit from Eros
Day. From last year's Eros Day. Beautiful Eros Day operatic orgy.
That cost a little money, though. You know?
Well, not to look at the splash page.
No, not to look at the splash page.
It's
but
a nice splash page. You can look at those pictures go by for, you know, quite a while, mesmerized.
Yeah.
But hopefully some people will pay to go backstage see all the pictures.
What did she say that's called?
DrSusanBlock.com. You go to the front page, DrSusanBlock.com, and right on the front page, right in the middle, there's you see Eros Day. What does it say? Eros Day Operatic Orgy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing y'all are both from California. I don't know about that guy, but...
Yeah, we're in California.
That guy.
He's actually from Rome, and I am actually from Philly, but we are in California. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't really follow the show, because I don't know when it comes on.
Well, it comes on every night, California time, which means it could be anywhere between 11 and 11:45. And usually we wait for some people to join us, both on the Internet and from Skype, which we love. And, so sometimes we're late, sometimes we're early, but mostly we start around 11 o'clock every night, except for Sunday night.
I mean, it's always listed on the public listing, isn't it?
I mean, usually, and sometimes, you know, Skype has some problems. But I find it to be, although with all its problems, I find it to be a great revolutionary tool.
It's our communication system with the world.
Yeah, because it connects us not only to the United States, which most talk shows have, but it also connects us to the rest of the world, and we get to hear about sex stories and... customs and cultures and all kinds of interesting things that we're not normally exposed to. So,
mm-hmm. Can you tell me about one of the craziest foreign stories you've heard?
Crazy.
Well, not crazy, but
this was just an interesting story in the sense of it opened my eyes. I was talking to a man from Iraq, and he was telling me that he didn't enjoy sex with his wife anymore. And he spoke excellent English because he was an English teacher, and he said that sex with his wife was No good. In fact, he didn't have it with him anymore. So I gave him some ideas for how to improve his sex life, and so did some of my guests that were sitting here in the studio. But I could sense that he really wasn't that interested. So I said to him, I don't think you're that interested in improving your sex life with your wife, are you? He said, no, I'm not. And I said, oh, so you don't want to have sex with her? He says, no, I don't want to have sex with her. I said, well, you don't want to have sex? He says, oh, no, I do want to have sex. I said, oh, so are you going to divorce her? He said, no, I would not divorce her. She has done nothing wrong. I said, well, are you going to have an affair? He says, oh, no, I would not do that. That is wrong. I said, well, okay, what are you going to do? I will take a second wife. So,
and he was serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
this was totally, totally serious.
Now, all of
it.
Then we talked about...
Laughing?
Oh, yeah, we laughed. I was like, what? I was flabbergasted. But then I said, are you serious? And he goes, yes. He says, it's just that I am a teacher and I don't make much money and I have to make money to get a second wife. He says, I could hear all these kids playing in the background. He had like 5 kids. And he was, his first wife was there. That was an arranged marriage. That was the marriage that his family set up for him. Now he said he wanted to marry for love. And I said, well, that's an interesting alternative.
And it's also interesting that we have troops on the ground there. We have troops on the ground there to liberate Iraq. And here was a man who was saying, I will take a second wife. And he took us totally by surprise. So... Every day we learn.
But then I said to him, well, maybe your wife's lesbianism will come out. You know, she might like your new wife, too. He didn't get that. I'm always learning from people on Skype about how different cultures deal with sexuality in different ways. And yet we all have the same human needs all over the world. So
we all need 2 wives.
I guess so. Certainly my husband seems to. Yeah, I think he needs 2 wives for sure.
I was thinking, if the guy already has, if he already has 5 kids, once you told him that, he's going to come back in here with a lot more problems later on.
Once I told him what? What did I tell him?
Actually, no. Once that he told you he needed a second wife, he's going to come back in here with 10 kids with more problems.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll get the second wife, and the way he made it sound, he was going to pick someone who he was in love with. Maybe it does create problems. I think that the form of the way that we deal with the monogamy issue here in the West also creates problems. The whole serial monogamy, you have these broken families, broken homes. I guess in countries that accept harems or, more than one wife, at least from one angle, you keep the family together. He doesn't put his first wife out. She doesn't turn her into a single mother. And the kids stay with him, and it's a way to deal with the problem of polygamous desire, which human beings feel, which both men and women feel. I don't feel that just men feel this desire to be with more than just your partner. I feel that women feel that desire too, but men tend to get more respect, so to speak, for that desire. And cultures have different ways of dealing with it because it's tough to deal with. For society to deal with in an organized fashion. You look at bonobos or even common chimps and you see how what's natural for humans is to have different partners. But it's hard to build the, you know, solid social unit that is the family when you have different partners. So there you have it. It's a challenge, and people have different ways of trying to meet the challenge. And Muslim society, I mean, at least this branch of Muslim society where the guy can have up to four wives, that's one way of trying to deal with men's polygamous desires. It doesn't deal with women's polygamous desires. That's still a problem, which is why they have the beheadings or, you know, punishing women in these sort of medievalish ways. And here in the West, we have, you know, serial monogamy. People are supposed to be monogamous in their marriage. But then people get divorced and leave each other and move on just because they kind of fall in love with somebody else, and they break up the whole family over that. So we don't really have a way to deal with the fact that people do fall in love with different people, except for the swinger community kind of has that in a way, because a lot of those people, they're monogamous in the sense that they're couples that are devoted to each other, and then they have different partners when they go to these swinging events. Sometimes they develop friendships with these people. So humanity has many different ways of dealing with the polygynous desires that flow through all of our veins, like jungle rivers. Anyway, Mike Hawk Small, what do you think about that? Where are you? Are you there?
Are you there, Mike? Hello?
All right, I'm going to drop him down. Okay, so, where are we now?
Well, we've got a lot of people still in the room there.
We do, but they're not in waiting. If you want to talk to me, put yourself into the waiting room.
What about Anna?
Who?
Anna? Yeah.
Anna, okay.
Anna, can you help us out here? We need to have advice.
Anna is a man, by the way, I just want you to know.
Anna is a man.
Before you get too passionate.
I'm all excited.
Anna is a man in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Ah.
You were kind of getting ready to go, Anna, mamma mia,
Annabella.
Annabella, por favor.
All right. You can still talk to us, Anna.
Anna, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
From Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
I want to hear what's going on.
We also have peacenetworklive.com.
Peace
what
Network.
Is that? I would like to know more about
Step
the Peace
forward.
Network. Step Forward Peace Network. Come on. Put
Come
yourself
on.
Into waiting. And we will put you into listening, if you dare. Or we will put you into talking, excuse me. You're already in listening. I'm discombobulated.
All right, well, it's okay.
Okay, so, now I have to...
What?
What? How much time do we have?
We have,
I'm just trying to figure if I should, you know, rummage around on the internet, or...
We have,
Just talk about Aerostay, or...
We have 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Mm. Okay. So let's see. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. People are very passionate about the election, of course. Our neighbors are Obama supporters.
That was clear.
And you feel like an old man supporting Hillary? It's like she's being supported by a lot of the older generation.
I'm not really supporting her, but there is an issue of experience.
Experience?
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, when you were young, did you want a leader with experience?
I wanted Robert Kennedy, and then they killed him.
Yeah.
So.
How much experience did he have? He had no experience, by the way, when his brother picked him to be Attorney General.
Right, and he did a great job.
Well,
he went after the mafia.
He went after the mafia.
And then they killed his brother.
And then they killed his brother. I don't know if he did such a great job. You know, he got his brother friggin' killed.
Yeah, well.
He really kind of was a bit club-footed about it,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if your hero was such a golden boy.
What are you smoking there?
He had nice hair. Sage.
Not better than mine.
Hmm. So, we have a candidate with nice hair, Jonathan Edwards. You don't seem so excited about him.
Well, you know, I mean, he's nice. $400 haircuts. You know, it's like $400 shirts. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I don't know if he gets $400 haircuts. He just has nice hair.
No, no, he gets $400 haircuts.
He does? Oh, you heard that? Okay.
This guy is not fooling around with his hair.
Well, people gave Billy a hard time for his haircuts.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
People get so jealous about somebody getting a haircut.
People are so funny about that. I don't know.
What do you mean you get a $400 haircut? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, and I sympathize with these politicians because they got to have their hair looking good all the time. I mean, people get upset with them over getting expensive haircuts, but they want their hair to look good or they criticize them.
Right. The bad hair day.
So.
So everybody has their hair pat down. Hillary, too.
Hillary has got some great hair going
yeah.
on there. She must be getting her hair done good. I mean, I
want to know how much it costs to do her
she's
hair.
She's got hair that manages to be feminine without being
right.
too feminine.
Right.
It's perfect female politician hair. I don't know how she got that little style going.
You know what was interesting? The polls were completely wrong. And
yeah.
Hillary, when she cried.
She didn't really cry.
No,
I saw that piece.
She whimpered.
Her voice got
yeah.
shaky and her eye twitched a
right.
little.
But women.
Women like that.
They like that.
Yeah,
They like that she
We
was,
like a woman cracking up, you know, under pressure.
Human.
We feel better about our own crack-ups.
Right.
We feel that will help us to, you know, excuse our own.
That was one of the things that brought her over the top.
And we like the idea that you can be emotional
mm-hmm.
and also be logical and be a good leader, that you can have a little emotion.
Well, we should be.
And one of the things that Hillary's been criticized for, and rightfully so, is
for
that she comes
no
across
emotion.
Like an automaton.
Right.
She usually does. So in that moment, she kind of
So do you think she'll cry
through
emotional. The rest of the
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
I can't.
You know, I think I don't know. I don't know if she can afford to do that again. Because in a way, I mean, it was like, why is she crying over this? That she was talking about the
She was
stresses.
Elated. She was elated. She was very
No,
excited.
No. She wasn't excited.
No,
she
well.
Was upset because she just fucking lost to Obama the
really?
Day before. I think that was why, or a couple days before, that was what was going on, is she was feeling the pressure. She was feeling scared. She was feeling like a little girl. That was the impression I got from her.
I think
was
that Obama,
I saw the little girl come out in her.
I think Obama's going to be vice president. Hillary Clinton is going to be president. And Billy is going to be sticking cigars. He's back in the White House.
Well, that would be quite a rollicking
Rollicking
there. That would
yeah,
be a rollicking
to get
team.
Rid of these people to go to bed at 9 o'clock and bomb people before they go to bed.
Bomb people before going to
you
bed
know,
at 9
when,
o'clock.
When Billy made that mistake and bombed the wrong thing, but before they bombed it, he called his security people in and he said, how many people are going to be in this factory when we bomb it?
Yeah.
He was very concerned with that.
No, I know. But see, you're hearkening to the past.
I'm not a relic. Everybody's calling Billy. They're saying that she's carrying around a relic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because he's old.
This was one of the great presidents of the United States. The world loves him.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why she's carrying around a relic.
And he's going to be one of the great kitchen cabinets advisors.
Well, I think it does sound kind of romantic.
It's very romantic.
I like it for that reason. I like the romance of it. I do. I find it very romantic. But I don't know if that's, you know, a viable sell to the American people.
I think it is.
Mm.
Because Obama can sweep the South, and we're going to see that.
You're going to see him sweep the South?
Right, because he has...
Hillary, no, they don't like the South.
No,
Hillary,
right.
The South does not like Hillary.
So probably Obama is going to win some of the Southern states, which is going to solidify the campaign and who's going to run.
But Obama might win Chicago. I mean, he might win Illinois.
I doubt it.
He's from Chicago. I mean, that's his state.
Yeah,
he's a senator.
I know. Yeah. I think that Hillary probably will be the nominee, and Obama will be the vice president, and that's a very good start, and that's a revolutionary.
That would be revolutionary. Then you don't have any white guy. You don't have any white guy on the ticket.
Right.
How could they possibly do that?
Right.
A woman and a black guy.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
And Billy.
That would be a trip.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I would go
to Washington to visit that.
That would be a revolutionary act.
That would be.
Now, what they do once they get into office, that's a whole other story.
Ah, you know. But that would be a revolutionary act.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I mean, Obama has all this momentum that he might just become the nominee, and Hillary Clinton would not become the vice president, would she? Maybe she would.
She might. This is a revolutionary ticket.
Yeah, she might be vice
for
president.
For America.
Yeah.
I mean, other countries have had women premiers and queens, and, you know, it's only in America that we are so anti-female.
And I was just thinking that might be why the Obama team decides not to ask Hillary, because they might feel, oh, we've got a black candidate,
And then he'll be defeated.
Without Hillary, he'll be defeated.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Well,
I mean, what if they have,
I don't
want to
pull the race card.
What if they have, like, Huckabee? What if they have, or McCain, what if they have McCain and
McCain
then he has a heart attack?
McCain can't win.
Well, okay, we'll say the Republicans have McCain going up against Obama.
I don't know.
Well, that's a very possible scenario.
What I can call is Hillary, Obama, Billy Clinton.
Well, that's what you want, but, you know.
Well, that's a winning team.
Well,
no matter what source you put it in.
I don't know.
What level you put it in. Well, Billy, we're rooting for you. Hillary, we're rooting for you. Obama, well, you know, you're kind of young, but we're rooting for you. You know?
How old is he, actually?
Well, the one thing that worries me about Obama
is
that he's going to invade Afghanistan.
He's going to invade Afghanistan?
Don't you remember?
Did he say he was invading?
I think it was Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia.
Maybe it was Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right, Saudi Arabia. We haven't heard that yet, right?
No, well, hey, that's the opposite of Bush talk, you know, where they're buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So you know that Obama doesn't have relatives in Saudi Arabia. He's trying to distance himself from that Osama.
Right.
I'm Obama, not
I'm
Osama.
Obama. Get it right.
One letter difference.
That's kind of interesting, too.
It is.
That the American
one letter
people,
difference.
The American people don't actually think that he's Osama running for president.
I'm amazed at that.
Right.
That the American people are smart enough
to differentiate.
Considering what they can't differentiate.
Right. All righty.
Okay, well, I think we're done now.
We're at 2 minutes, and before we leave, though, Doctor,
yes.
Just want to tell you that what we're going to do after we're done here is we are going to play a pre-recorded show for you.
Yeah, an Aerostay.
Yeah, an Aerostay show. You can hang out. You can go to another place. You can go to another website. Before you go, we'd like you to visit our website, and that's drsusanblock.com. We broadcast 24 hours a day. Now, if you buy $400 shirts, if you really
$400
buy
shirts.
$400 shirts, we urge you to call us for therapy.
Yeah, I think that guy had originally called for therapy, but didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
That's why, you know.
This is a guy that pays $400.
He doesn't have any money for therapy if he's going to pay $400 for the shirts.
So, when we leave, we're going to put on a show for you.
Uh-huh.
You're going to relax. If you're in Morocco, you're going to take out the pipe. You're going to smoke. If you're in Afghanistan,
you're
going to
take out the pipe. You're going to smoke. If you're in L.A.,
you're
going to
take
out
the
pipe.
You're
going to
smoke.
And cuddle up to your lover if you're lucky enough to have a lover.
Right.
Or your vibrator if you're lucky enough to have a vibrator. That's right. And remember, if you want to watch what you're hearing, you can just go to drsusanblock.com and click join. And you can join and you can look at all the hot Aerostay pictures backstage as well as all the other pictures in all our galleries and watch the live feed.
Yeah. And if you're in France, you should go buy 3 new books about the French poodle Sarkozy who can't get it up.
Mm, there you go. Poodle books. The
poodle
care
books.
And feeding of poodles. Okay.
All right.
And in the meantime, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. What is it? Live long, fuck well, touch others.
Dig deep.
Dig deep. Dig deep. That's a good one, too. Yeah. Dig deep. I got to write that down.
Dig deep.
Dig deep.
That's what you got to do in your life.
Live long, fuck well, touch others, dig deep.
Hmm.
Peace on earth, pleasure for all. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
From Los Angeles, California,
Venus,
you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution. Can I have some of that?
In the Garden of Eden.
This.
Hallelujah, Doctor.
With the spirit of Eros, with the spirit of sex.
You're listening to, we're going to put on a pre-recorded show. Last night we played one of our first marriages on the show. Hold on a second.
Down on us. In days of darkness, we must celebrate light. An all Aerostay night.
So, thank you. My name is David. I'm, because of the miracle of technology, I'm broadcasting from Europe. We're all in the same room. We're all on the same planet. We're all in the same world. And now I'm going to let you listen to Aerostay. And if you want to join us here in Los Angeles, please do.
Gracias, mis amantes. Grazie, mi amante. Dankeschön. Okay, so now, my guests. First, I want to present the deities in the house. We have some deities. Goddesses first. Yes. First, I want to introduce Venus.
Venus.
Also known as Aphrodite.
There she comes.
By the Greeks. Because
beautiful.
There would be no arrows.